Hare Krishna. So Arjuna, after seeing the entire army of Kauravas, all his relatives standing in front of him to fight, he started feeling a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of lamentation. And in the previous shloka, that is text number 28 or verse number 28, we saw that Arjuna started saying that, my body is quivering, my mouth is drying up. And now, the symptoms of the same are continuing in verse number 29. So let's see verse number 29 today. It goes like this. Vepatuscha sharire me romaharshascha jayate gandhivam sramsate hasta tvakchaiva paridhayate. So Arjuna, here, he's telling Krishna, O Krishna, vepatuscha sharire me, my sharira, it's vepatuhu, it's trembling. And he's saying, Roma harshascha jayate, the hair on my body is standing on end, O Krishna. Gandhiva, my bow, Gandhiva, it is slipping from my hand. And he's saying that the last line, tvakchaiva, my skin is burning. Now, these are different symptoms of ecstasy and the symptoms of depression also. But to understand how these symptoms are really related to this, I would like to tell a pastime, especially about this Gandiva bow. So, Gandiva is a very, very dear weapon of Arjuna. And he had taken a vow that anyone who asks me to give up this Gandiva, I'll behead that person. I'll kill that person. So let me take you to Mahabharata now. This was towards the end of the war, nearing the 17th or 18th day, when Karna was on the battlefield and he was shooting arrows after arrows after arrows, and it was like wind coming towards the Pandavas. To such an extent, Yudhishthir was injured and Yudhishthir was not able to withstand the onslaught of arrows coming from the side of Karna. And Yudhishthir, he retired and he went back to the camp. And Arjuna was fighting. After some time, Arjuna couldn't find Yudhishthir. And Arjuna was worried, what happened to my brother? Now let me go and check. And then Arjuna goes to the camp, Yudhishthir's camp, to see what is his health state. And when he went there, Yudhishthir was very happy. Very happily he called out for Arjun. Oh Arjun, I'm so happy that you finally killed Karna. And Arjuna was like, no, I just came to see. I came to check, if you're well-to-do, if you're healthy. And you're not being injured very critically. So this is what I wanted to see. And Yudhishthir asked, so you didn't kill Karna? He said, no. I have to go and kill him. And Yudhishthir got so angry, that he told Arjuna that give up your Gandiva bow, it's of no use. And now Arjuna remembered his vow. Krishna was there with Arjuna. Arjuna started removing the sword. And Krishna asked, what are you doing? And Arjuna told Krishna, with a very, very sad state, he said that I've taken a vow that anyone who tells me to give up the Gandiva bow, I will kill him. This is what is my vow. Then Krishna said, you want to kill Yudhishthir? He said, yes, I have to, because that's my vow. Now, Kshatriyas, when they take a vow, they make sure they follow it. So Krishna said, keep it inside. Don't do all this nataka. I'll tell you a better solution. Then Krishna told Arjuna that if you want to kill a superior, just blaspheme the superior. Give bad words to the superior. And when you talk disrespectfully to a superior, it is considered the superior is killed. Then Arjuna, he started blaspheming. He started chastising Yudhishthir left and right. He started saying that it's only because of you. You played the gambling match and look at us. We are facing so much of problem. We are suffering like anything. You did this, you did that. You are the only cause for all the suffering in our life. And Yudhishthir is listening. His younger brother is chastising him. He is giving him bad words. He is disrespecting him. Yudhishthir is feeling so bad and morose. And then Arjuna, for a good amount of time, after disrespecting him, chastising him, giving him bad words, Arjuna stopped. Then again Arjuna started removing the sword. Then Krishna said, "What is the problem now? Why are you removing the sword now?" Arjuna said, "How can I keep myself alive after disrespecting my brother? I'll kill myself." And Krishna said, "Don't do all this natak. I have a solution. Keep it inside." And then Krishna told Arjuna that if you want to kill yourself, if you want to commit suicide, then glorify yourself in front of your superior Yudhishthir. You'll be considered as dead. So it's an etiquette that whenever a junior glorifies himself, self-glorification in front of a superior, so it's almost like suicide. So Arjuna started saying, "I am that person who went to all the celestial planets and got all the celestial weapons. In fact, if someone wins this war," he's pointing to Yudhishthir, "then it's only because of me. If we win this kingdom, it's only because of me. I did this, I did that." And he just went on and on and on for a good amount of time. And then, finally, he looked at Krishna and he nodded, saying, "Yes, I agree that I'm killed. I've committed suicide." So the point that I'm trying to make here is, look at the attachment of Arjuna for Gandiva bow. But now the state of Arjuna is the Gandiva is slipping from the hand. So you can imagine what state he is in, such a critical state. He might be sweating like anything. That is the reason the Gandiva is slipping. He's saying skin is burning, the body is trembling, and the hair are standing on end. This is what he's saying. And Prabhupada writes a very nice point here in the purport. "Such phenomena occur either in great spiritual ecstasy or out of great fear under material conditions." So these symptoms which are there, this can either occur when a person is in spiritual ecstasy, extremely happy, or out of great fear under material conditions. So hope we are very clear. Arjuna was not in spiritual ecstasy. He was not happy. He was completely in fearful state because of the material condition. Arjuna's symptoms in this situation are out of material fear, namely loss of life. So Arjuna is feeling so bad that he's supposed to kill all of them. This was the feeling that he was having. And he was fearing that he's doing something wrong. And that is the reason he had all these different symptoms on the body. And finally, the last line says, "All these are due to material conception of life." So what do you mean by material conception? We are anyways going to discuss this in a great detail in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, just to give a glimpse of it. Material conception basically means the person thinking that I am this body and everything related to this body is mine. And if we properly analyze, everything in this material world is temporary. All everything that is matter around is temporary. One or the other time, it will leave us or we will leave them. Either of the thing will happen. So this is material condition, the temporariness of this world, and our attachment to that, thinking that we are this body, is actually the material conception. But now the question is, Arjuna is such a great devotee. Krishna is standing beside him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then how can he be in material condition? How is it possible? And in the previous shloka, very well we understood that he's such a great devotee. The answer is, it is Krishna's plan. It's Krishna's plan by which Arjuna is put in illusion and Arjuna is thinking that he is this body and he is completely immersed in the material conception of life and fear and feeling that fearfulness. This is Krishna's plan. But why this plan? Only so that Krishna gets an opportunity to speak to all of us through the medium of Arjuna. Now when Krishna starts speaking how to overcome this material conception of life in the second chapter, that will be very, very beneficial for whom? Not for Arjuna. Arjuna is already in a liberated state. For all the general public, all the common public like us. And by those instructions, we'll be able to learn how to lead a very nice, stable life with full of happiness, full of bliss. So these verses from 28 to 30, it describes the compassion of Arjuna on his relatives and the material conception basically. And these three verses will be addressed in second chapter from verse number 11 to verse number 30. So anyways, when we'll discuss, we'll go through all those verses in detail. Now in the next verse, what is Arjuna going to speak? Because it continues. Arjuna is still speaking about the compassion for his relatives. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.